From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Asked whether he will take military action against North Korea, President Trump said Wednesday, "We will see what happens. Certainly that is not the first choice." Trump spoke at the White House following a telephone call with China's President Xi Jinping.
"We had a very good conversation with President Xi of China. It lasted for about 45 minutes. He's very much in favor of the denuke of North Korea. And we're talking about different things. We have some things we're going to be talking again soon."
Asked by VOA what he discussed concerning North Korea with the Chinese leader, Trump replied that President Xi would like to do something on North Korea, but it is unclear whether or not he can do it. President Trump says he's confident Congress will act to protect 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from being deported even after he moved to end the program that kept them from being returned to their home countries.
"Congress, I really believe, wants to take care of the situation. I really believe it. Even very conservative members of Congress, I've seen it firsthand. If they don't, we're going to see what we're going to do."
Trump, speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, he told congressional leaders at a White House meeting before leaving Washington, "If we can get something to happen, we're going to sign it, and we are going to make a lot of happy people." Trump has been widely criticized by Democratic lawmakers and some Republicans, along with American business leaders, for rescinding the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that was created by then-President Barack Obama for undocumented immigrants that kept them in the U.S. legally. This is VOA News. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the powerful Hurricane Irma is passing over some Caribbean islands at this hour and is headed for the United States. It says the potentially catastrophic storm would reach the area around Puerto Rico by Wednesday night. It would brush the coast of the Dominican Republic on Thursday and arrive near the Turks and Caicos Islands and southeastern Bahamas late Thursday. Irma is expected to remain a Category 4 or 5 storm during the next few days. UN investigators accuse the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad of deliberately using chemical weapons against civilians. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria has just issued its 14th report on the human rights situation in the war-torn country.
The report, which covers the period between March and July, documents wide-ranging human rights violations and abuse committed by the warring parties. These include forced displacement, deliberate attacks against civilians, and the use of chemical weapons. The Commission of Inquiry says most civilians in Syria are killed and maimed by the unlawful use of conventional weapons. Commission Chair Sergio Pinheiro says Syrian government forces indiscriminately bomb civilian-populated areas using cluster munitions and explosive weapons.
"We have a duty as well to document the unambiguously illegal or criminal use of prohibited chemical weapons in Syria in blatant violations of international humanitarian and human rights law. In several instances, government forces used chemical weapons against civilians in opposition-held areas, including Khan Shaykhun, Idlib, on 4th April.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Trump administration has imposed sanctions on two senior members of South Sudan's government and the country's former army chief. The measure Wednesday freezes any assets that the information minister, deputy defense chief, and former army chief have under U.S. jurisdiction. The three are also barred from entering the United States. The U.S. also imposed sanctions on three South Sudanese companies that are owned or controlled by the deputy defense chief. The U.S. State Department says it's targeting the men for their roles in threatening the peace, security, or stability of South Sudan. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith.
That's the latest world news from VOA.